Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where
prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Chikara Wrestle Factory, 4711 Wingate Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, where they specialize in lucha libre, corasu, European, British, and German styles, mixed martial arts, and American pro wrestling, all built into the curriculum at the Wrestle Factory, where they strive to create the most well-rounded performers active today. Hey, yo. Pro Wrestling Podcast listeners, help us out and click subscribe to show your support. And to make it a little bit more interesting, we're shooting for 100 subscribers on YouTube, so we'll be giving out random shout outs to all the new subscribers as we try to reach our goal. Let's hit that first 100. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the Pro Wrestling Podcast. This is episode 66, and today we're talking about the Superstar Shakeup coming this week to Raw and to SmackDown. There's been constant conversation on various media outlets about who is going to move where and what's going to happen with these different superstars. I am here today in this podcast episode just to give you my suggestions for who I think should be on the move, who should go where, and whether or not we should see additional call-ups from the NXT roster to try to make this more interesting. Some of the movement that I'm going to talk about is not necessarily your most conventional, but I'm looking at it from a booking sense and what I think makes sense to the roster and what you would be able to do going forward for different feuds and pairings of wrestlers that you could put into real great programs throughout the rest of the year heading into WrestleMania next year. So, the first one, moving to Raw from the SmackDown roster, I have Dean Ambrose. Dean Ambrose has kind of gotten stagnant sitting over on the SmackDown brand. I know in the past when they've had draft lotteries and matches have already been booked, they've allowed wrestlers to continue their program to the end of whatever pay-per-view they've already been announced for. Dean Ambrose has already been announced to defend the Intercontinental Championship against Baron Corbin at Backlash. I think in that match, Baron Corbin should walk out the new Intercontinental Champion, freeing up Dean Ambrose to move to Raw without bringing the championship with him, and allowing Dean Ambrose to get some new feuds with some people that he hasn't had in recent time. Not that he hasn't ever faced any of them, but it's been quite a while with him being on SmackDown. I think he could really liven up the Raw brand. In the trade to get Dean Ambrose to Raw, moving to SmackDown, and I know it may seem lopsided, but there's a reason for that. I have the New Day being traded for Dean Ambrose. The New Day have done everything they can do on the Raw brand. They were the longest-running Raw Tag Team Champions. They held the championship for over 440 days. They've done everything they can do, and right now it looks like Raw is trying to really promote these other tag teams and really solidify their tag team scene. The problem is SmackDown has done the opposite. SmackDown's tag team division is absolutely depleted, and with the loss of people like the Vaudevillains, now that you have Simon Gotch gone from the company, you have to be able to fill those voids. Moving the New Day to SmackDown offers the opportunity for matches with American Alpha, which would be amazing, matches with the Usos, and various other teams. And in the meantime, you could try to rebuild and reestablish teams like the Ascension. So this is a transfer of, you know, essentially 3-for-1. I'm okay with that because there's so much talent that needs to get moved around that I don't think it hurts to have a few more faces on SmackDown. In the next trade, this is a lopsided, and I don't even know how you would pull this one off. In the wake of Simon Gotch being eliminated from the SmackDown roster, I have Aiden English moving to Raw so that he can qualify to participate in the 205 Live division and battle with the other cruiserweights. It would give him a fresh start, something of value that he can do, and he can contribute his in-ring capabilities in that cruiserweight division and really give a challenge to someone like Neville, someone like Austin Aries. In the flip side, traded to SmackDown, in some configuration, and I don't really care how. You have Chris Jericho is leaving Raw. When you write him off television, trade Aiden English for The Big Show. And there's not a whole lot to do with The Big Show in the short term. However, he has announced that this is the last year he'll be wrestling. Chris Jericho, I fully expect to be back at the end of the summer after he's done touring with Fozzy. When he comes back, I would have Jericho debut on SmackDown and reunite with The Big Show for a short run as Jericho, the way they were a few years ago. Again, it provides a new opponent in the tag team division. Can you see the matches between Jericho and The New Day, or Jericho and American Alpha, or Jericho and The Usos? This is an opportunity that is a more of a delayed reaction. In the meantime, The Big Show would be kind of filler on the brand, but I'm okay with that because he's not that active on Raw to begin with. And they've already had him lose to Braun Strowman. There's not a lot left for him on the Raw brand. There's a lot more he could do. Put him over on SmackDown. Let him have a summertime run with Baron Corbin for a little while until Chris Jericho comes back, and then make the Jericho reunion happen. It would really bolster that tag team division and give it some legitimacy. The next movement I have going to Raw, Luke Harper, formerly of the Wyatt family, who's kind of in a stagnated position right now. Have him go to Raw and trade him for Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn has absolutely nothing of value to do on Raw. They're all the main event baby faces and heels are pretty well established. Zayn is kind of that upper mid-card guy who doesn't seem to have a break coming anytime in his future, whereas on SmackDown, he could put on some entertaining matches with people like AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, as was evident last year at NXT TakeOver right before WrestleMania. You could really do some amazing things with Sami Zayn on SmackDown. Put him in there with The Miz. Have a long-running program with The Miz. The Miz has really legitimized himself as a top-flight talent. There's a lot to do over on SmackDown. So I would move Sami Zayn to SmackDown in exchange for Luke Harper, who is one of the better big men in the entire industry, who needs an opportunity to showcase himself. And with a 3-hour Raw program, Luke Harper would have more screen time and more opportunity to really put himself in position to be a legitimate threat to a world championship at some time in the future. I'm going to move on to call-ups. I think at this point we need to bolster the roster with two more talents. One has already been rumored, the other theorized, but not necessarily a done deal. So to bolster the women's division on Raw, I would pull Asuka up to the women's division on Raw. Asuka versus Nia Jax is waiting to happen. You have the overwhelming force of Nia Jax that just seems to steamroll through opponents, and you've got the undefeated in NXT, longest running NXT women's champion ever, Asuka, just waiting to come up and establish her dominance on one of the main brands. I don't see the value in putting her in SmackDown when, in my personal opinion, a 3-hour show provides more screen time and more opportunity for the women's revolution. I would put Asuka on Raw. And to counter her coming up, there's been lots of talk about Elias Sampson coming up. I would put Elias Sampson on SmackDown. He provides a new face for the brand, the third one after the WrestleMania call-ups. He would provide just further depth for the roster. You've got stars on that brand who aren't doing a whole lot, and he would give them an opportunity to get some screen time with him. People like Apollo Crews, Kalisto, Dolph Ziggler even hasn't had a great program on television in a significant amount of time. Mojo Rawley. These are the kinds of guys you could put against Elias Sampson and really create some buzz on the SmackDown roster for their mid-card division. And my last one, a trade between the women's division, Alexa Bliss going to Raw in exchange for Charlotte going to SmackDown. This one has been theorized by countless people, but there's not always explanation for why. Now, I've been a big advocate of Charlotte going against Nia Jax on Raw. I would still love to see that, but unfortunately, it doesn't look like WWE's going that direction. It looks like they've kind of written Charlotte off television in some degree, and so if you're going to take her off anyways, move her to SmackDown, give her some fresh matches, put her in the ring with Becky Lynch, put her in the ring with Naomi, and some of the other talents that she hasn't gotten in the ring with. I would love to see Charlotte get an opportunity to do a throwdown with Mickie James. On the flip side, Alexa Bliss, she almost seems lost in the shuffle. She's got the ability, like last week on SmackDown, to put on an insane killer match for the women's division, but there's not a lot of talents on that side's women's division that can actually go with her at that level. I would love to see her move to the Raw brand. She would be an instant threat to Bayley's women's championship. She'd be an instant threat to people like Sasha Banks, and she'd make a great catalyst for almost, I don't want to say a tag team, but an alliance of sorts with Emma. So I'm in favor of both of those talents moving. So, in the comments section on YouTube, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, Podomatic, wherever you catch this podcast, give me some feedback. What are your thoughts? What would you do with this superstar shakeup coming? Hopefully the WWE booking committee gets it right this time. We're hoping that they make some changes that are really impactful. And I'm not going to say I'm overly confident because they've let us down quite a few times in the past. But this one, this should be something for people to talk about for a long time to come. We're going to get into our fantasy booking time. We have four matches for you in round two of our 128-man former world champion tournament. And we have matches 5, 6, 7, and 8. And here we go. Match 5, Kevin Nash, former WCW and WWF World Heavyweight Champion, versus former AWA World Champion Stan the Lariat Hansen. And in the next match, Triple H, I'm not even going to get into his accolades, you all know them, versus someone who I think they missed the boat on when he was in WWE. I'd love to see the match. Triple H versus former TNA World Champion and ECW World Champion Bobby Lashley. The current WWE Champion Randy Orton versus someone who unfortunately their career came to an end way too early, former Ring of Honor Champion Nigel McGuinness. I think that match would be absolutely lights out stellar. And in our last match, we have former multi-time world champion Edge taking on former Ring of Honor champion Eddie Edwards in what would be a very fast-paced and dynamic match. So in the YouTube comment section below on your screen or wherever you're getting this podcast, put your votes for who would win those matches into the comment section. I will tabulate your results and move your winners onto the next round of the tournament. We're working our way towards seeing who you guys feel is the most successful or best or whatever word you want to substitute in there, world champion of all time. That's all the time we have for this episode. Check back with us in episode 67. We'll run down all the happenings in the world of wrestling. Thanks, as always, go out to bensound.com and purpleplanet.com for producing all our music and sound effects used throughout today's show. Today's podcast was sponsored in part by Beazle Games. Bringing a new friend to family game night is easy with sketchy people. Showcase your artistic side in this new game from Beazle Games by going to www.thegamecrafter.com/sketchypeople to pick up your copy today. And to AlleyRepair.com, contact Alley Repair today for servicing of all your classic skee-ball, pinball, and arcade game needs. We want to thank you for listening to today's podcast. We encourage you to go to our website at www.frolifeplanning.com to learn more about what Mr. Fro can do for you on your path to higher education. Remember, Fro Life Educational Planning is for today, for tomorrow, and for life with Fro Life. I'm Fred Froelich, better known as Mr. Fro, and I want to thank you for taking a few moments with us today. And if you're looking for more wrestling news and rumors, go to www.tsjsports.com/WWE for my latest articles on the world of professional wrestling. Until next time, take care, everybody, and have a great day.